Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. I was just editing my Property Management Excellence PME manual, reviewing it to always looking to improve it. And I'm just editing chapter 21 and reading through it. And one of the things I wanted to share with you is chapter 21 of my PME manual covers dispute resolution and disputes in general and tips for that. So I'm sure I can speak by far for probably all, but certainly most property managers that we don't want to go to tribunal and we don't like disputes. And that's why I often say in vacate training and also in my written material in my PME manual that saying to tenants in pre-vacate that end vacate, the last thing we want to do is dispute with you and we want to give you a full bond refund. So being upfront, because that's the truth. We want to give you a full bond refund and we'd rather not be disputing. So let's work this out. So I just wanted to share with you some self-resolution tips as reminders. And for some of us who are relatively new or need or should have some more training to help them in their career. So key tips for self-resolution. Try and remain as factual as possible and obviously always remain professional. Do not take matters personally. I really know that's easier said than done, but truly work on that. Use language such as the lessor has advised. Stacey, the lessor instructions are, and we're acting on behalf of them. We regret you feel that way. I understand what you're saying. So using, empathy, regret that you feel that way. And of course, it goes without saying that you don't tolerate abuse. So that's a preface to this. We're talking about self-resolution tips. Let's focus on you and our agency versus a problem. It's not you versus me. Let's work through this to find a solution. Take notes while listening to the tenant and go back to them to clarify and discuss any points and try not to interrupt them. I know one of my many faults is interrupting, and I'm very aware of it and work hard not to. So take notes and then go back and clarify, discuss any points. Use actual evidence, such as I'm looking at the evidence, Stacey, of the entry condition report versus the exit report, and I'm using Queensland law language or practice language there. So I'm looking at the evidence, and the evidence of the entry condition report does not say soap scum in the ensuite or whatever it might be. So hear me out, I'm looking at the evidence. If a tenant feels the property is cleaner upon vacate, the old it's cleaner now than it was when I moved in. Advise them that the agency is relying upon the evidence, as I say, of the entry condition report. So please hear me out. I'm looking at the evidence and it's not noted here by you that whatever it is. So during the tenancy, it's really recommended that when there's concerns about cleaning or damage or other concerns of breach of contract during the contract, deal with them then and there. One of the things I've noticed, particularly with QCAT, the Queensland Civil Administrative Tribunal, it turned 10 years old December 1, 2009. And in my broad study of case law and the cases that come through, I've noticed a little bit of a trend appearing. And that is pretty much, well, at vacate, the tenant's asked to rectify cleaning damages or other. And the tenant's saying, well, no one told me this during the inspections, and we had them every X amount of months or whatever the period was, and we've been there X amount of time. And tribunal members are taking that in some of these cases into consideration by saying, well, how come it wasn't brought up or dealt with during the time? And it's becoming a factor. So deal with it during the tenancy. Obviously, always ensure file notes of conversations are kept and as much as possible confirm instructions, conversations with the tenant in writing, such as obviously email. If the verbal conversation's not going anywhere, suggest to the person or the tenant, whoever you're having a trying to self-resolve, that I'm going to email you some information. We don't seem to be respectfully getting anywhere at the moment, Stacey. So and end it as soon as you can because it's not going anywhere, and particularly if it's getting volatile. Obviously, keep the lessor informed of any disputes with the tenant. Remember, particularly one of my favourite property management mantras, if it's not in writing, it does not exist. Advise the tenant to contact the particular body in your area for Queensland RTA, other areas, consumer affairs, fair trading, etc. Understand that some matters cannot be resolved, no matter how hard you try, and some matters will need to go to tribunal or other formal conciliation. Do not take matters personally and take a break if needed. Okay, be kind to yourself. So I hope these key tips for self-resolution remind you. Remember, it's a great career. It's not personal. It's your career, not your life. And because of the wonderful career that you have, you're dealing with people, shelter, money, basic psychological needs, which most, if not all, people take very seriously, and that's why they can get emotional. So always look after you, number one. Be kind to yourself, and just remember, it's not about you. And people normally have other issues, or they're just taking some issues out on you. But never tolerate abuse. Thanks for joining me. It's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.